As we watch the horror of the assault on Ukrainian democracy, and quite possibly democracy as a whole, the world asks, why doesn't somebody do something? Democracy is a gift given to us by our forefathers. It was earned and should be guarded, as we have seen the courageous Ukrainian people demonstrate, a show of courage so difficult for us all to comprehend. In his book, Do Something, Preston Manning analyzes the voter turnout in 9 Canadian elections during 2018 and 2019, and the results average 63%. More than one-third of eligible Canadian voters didn't bother to vote. Manning goes on to attempt to identify what must be done to strengthen democracy in Canada, especially for the benefit of the next generation of Canadians. Some of our politicians have done us no favors in this regard. There is a significant decline in the respect for and trust of the political process. Politicians and the institutions they employ are increasingly disrespected and mistrusted by the public as they face the issues and concerns of the people they are elected to serve. The rise of populism and populist leadership are taking hold as social media plays a huge role in society's information and misinformation today. I grew up in Edmonton in the 1960s, at a time when our political leaders were held on a pedestal. They were integrity-based leaders who took time away from their careers, to serve the greater good, and then returned to their careers. When they spoke, people listened. When they asked for volunteers, people stepped up. We lived in neighborhoods, joined our community league, knew our neighbors, and felt connected both to each other, and to the responsibility of service. One thing I vividly remember is the air raid siren on the corner perched high above the baseball backstop. We knew what those were for, but that was from a time of war 20 years earlier. Our parents told us those would never be used again. Today we drive to work in the morning, work alone or in small groups, if we are even out of the house these days, and we return home, drive into the garage, and close the door. We've become isolated. We are sure somebody else will deal with those societal issues. I just don't want to get involved. There's a saying, you do not have to plant weeds to ruin a lawn. Just do nothing and the weeds will ruin it on their own. Democracy is the lawn, and we, collectively, are the groundskeepers. We are running a huge risk of letting our passive indifference allow weeds to grow. Do Something suggests 365 ways you can strengthen democracy in Canada. As you watch the atrocities of a dictator play out in the Ukraine, and look at the state of democracy in Canada, ask yourself, what have you done to get involved, to strengthen and uphold our democracy? If you or I were tried in court for supporting our democracy, would there be enough evidence to be convicted? God of peace and justice, we pray for the people of Ukraine today. We pray for peace and the laying down of weapons. We pray for all those who fear for tomorrow, that your spirit of comfort would draw near to them. Above all, we pray for all your precious children, at risk and in fear, that you would hold and protect them. John Liston is the vice president of Alberta Enterprise Group, and a St. Albert resident active in our business and charitable communities.